All right, let's say hello to Kevin Acey. We go back to Arizona, the Valley of the Sun. That's where spring training 2021 is held, the Cactus League version at the very least. Kevin Acey's a busy guy. I hope everybody is subscribed to the newsletter. He inspired us to create a newsletter as well, although it's not going to be a daily newsletter. We'll see if we get one out once a month. Who knows what our situation is. But Kevin Acey's out there. He watched the Nelson Lamet this morning. He's got the scoop. He joins us on Extra 1360. Good afternoon, Kevin. How are you?
I am good. Darren, I got to tell you that a lot of times, as soon as I go live, you become very soft. I can hardly hear you.
Okay, interesting. Well, Kevin, I don't want to go
loud and clear
here on the radio.
That, I heard about the newsletter. I can't wait to subscribe, but now it's very difficult.
All right. Well, Jim, you can adjust as you see fit. I don't want to yell into the house. I have a sleeping cat not too far away. Kevin, how did Denelson Lamet look today?
Denelson looked really good. As a matter of fact, threw, I believe, four changeups. And I think all of us there thought they were sliders because he never throws a changeup, and they moved pretty good. They were a little softer. And that's a pitch that he would like to add to his repertoire. And considering that this was his first day back as far as throwing the live pitchers, you know, he was a little rusty, sure. I mean, his fastball didn't have its usual sizzle, usual pop. But I thought he looked pretty good, and the changeup looked pretty good. It was a good first step. I don't know. I think it's increasingly likely that they hold this guy back at the start of the season, but we'll see. You know, he's kind of a beast, and if it's possible for him to go at the start of the season, he'll do it.
Well, it's interesting, Kevin, because we played this clip from A.J. Preller, who went on MLB Network Radio, and he said April 1st is not our priority for Denelson Lamet. And then, based on what it is that you just said, it feels very much like he's still somewhat rehabilitating himself from the injury that ended his season last year. Is that where we're at with Denelson?
That is where we're at, and I would say that, you know, he didn't pitch in 18. He didn't pitch even a full season his rookie year because he didn't come up until the end of May. He obviously only pitched half of 19 and then last year couldn't finish where he thought that it was best for him to shut down because he was feeling something and is, you know, already rebuilt right elbow. So it's really caution. I don't think, based on everything that I've been told from the time of the injury, I don't think there's concern he will not be able to pitch this year. There is concern, there is caution about his durability.
You wrote in the newsletter, just to prove, Kevin, that I read it, that he, and these are your words, Lamet opted for platelet-rich plasma therapy in the offseason. So he opted for that form of treatment. What other options did he have that he chose this form of therapy in the offseason?
Just rest. It wasn't like he was told that it was, the UCL was torn to the point, anywhere near to the point, from my understanding, that he needed Tommy John surgery. So he decided that it wasn't right, and obviously he saw James Andrews, and he decided that the PRP was the best way for him to go. He felt like, you know, he knows his body. He'd been there before. Remember back in 18, it was the last start, but it was the second inning of the final day of spring training, and Denelson, who said he hadn't felt anything before, goes down. And then he goes another month before getting the surgery, kept playing long toss, trying to take it out there, and he thought that he was going to be able to go. I mean, the guy's a bulldog. This time, he decided to be a little bit smarter.
And there is a plan. There's a short-term plan. There's a long-term plan. I'm quoting Jace Tingler again, Kevin, because I read the newsletter. And who's coming up with this? Is this just the Padres plan? Is this collaborative with Lamet and his camp? Or is this Denelson Lamet coming up with the plan? Like, who's actually coming up with what schedule it is that Lamet, and obviously it's his body that will tell us everything we need to know, but how does it work here? Who's come up with the approach and the strategy for the spring?
I think last year showed that Denelson is very much in charge of his body and, you know, is very in tune with it. But this is a collaborative deal. I mean, obviously they're going with the medical, because look, there, Dr. James Andrews, you know, one of the big specialists in the country, he basically concurred with what the Padres doctors had told Denelson Lamet. So I think everybody's kind of in agreement here. And I think that not only is there a long-term plan, a short-term plan, and a long-term plan, I think there's, you know, a few long-term plans. There's, it's like a lot of calculus, as there are with a lot of things that the team has to figure out for the year.
Kevin, and last thing related to Denelson Lamet, if in fact, as you said, I don't know that it was a full-throated prediction that he wouldn't start the season with the club, but who are the candidates? If Lamet is not able to break camp with the club, who would you put on the list, the short list of potential starting pitchers for the Padres?
The leader would be Adrian Morejon based on his experience, and they'd also think very highly of him. But Ryan Weathers, Mackenzie Gore, maybe even Michelle Baez. So I think they're going to have him go out of the bullpen. But heck, if Denelson Lamet isn't going at the start of the season, and it was not a full-throated prediction, it was a, I think it's increasingly likely based on their concern. Heck, they're trying to figure out how they're going to get through this season if Denelson Lamet is fully healthy, based on the fact that pitchers are going from making 13 starts at the most to, you know, trying to make 30 plus. So, you know, there's these guys that I'm mentioning right now are probably, you know, at least a couple of them going to make starts as it is, as the Padres try to piece together, whether they go with a full six-man rotation at the start of the year or it's guys making spot starts. I think that Mackenzie Gore has looked fantastic. I think there was no intention going into this spring that Mackenzie Gore would be on the roster. He can pitch himself onto the roster.
So you mentioned six-man rotation. I wasn't going to ask you about that, but since you brought it up, it's possible, obviously, right? But do you think that that's the kind of thing? Wouldn't you know by now if you were going to move forward with a six-man rotation? Like, do you think that they have a lean one way or the other about a five-man rotation or a six-man rotation to start the season?
I absolutely believe that they have leaned a certain way. So I don't think they know for sure. Because of the, you know, kind of things that are up in the air. Maybe it is a five-man rotation if Lamet's not able to go because they're not going to go, you know, 2 days out of those six with younger guys, and they do need to fill innings and maybe have those guys in the bullpen. There are a lot of factors. How strong is their bullpen? How healthy do they get through the spring? So, well, I think they're leaning one way. I don't know that they've made a decision. And a six-man rotation, I believe, would be at the start of the season if they go that way. And you know what? Some teams do that anyway. You get a lot of off days. But I don't. The reason I was thinking, and I don't know. I can't remember right now. I don't recall the Padres having as many off days early in this season as they usually have, which also could be a factor in terms of how many pitchers they use in the rotation.
Ooh, good schedule analysis from Kevin Acey on Extra 1360. Tell us a little bit about Jose Castillo today, which you were watching earlier. Unfortunately, he had to leave while he was throwing. What have you heard?
Well, they're calling it forearm tightness. That's never a good sign. That's what they called it when he ended up missing virtually all of 2019 season. And it was a little around this time, you know, like, gosh, within 2 or 3 days, 3 years ago, that, or I'm sorry, 2 years ago, that he came off of a bullpen session with a flexor strain and didn't pitch again until August. This is one of those that's just a shame as an observer. You know, my job's to report on these guys. You see this thing all the time, but here's a guy who just can't stay healthy. And, you know, it was tough to watch today, and you really felt for him. And it really took the air out of the whole thing. Lamet had just kind of bounced off the mound. He felt so good about it. And, you know, obviously that's a big deal for the team. And then Emilio Pagan threw, and then out comes Castillo, and he just spun a sweet slider, striking out Victor Caratini. And I don't know if it was that pitch or whatever, but three pitches later, he walked off the mound.
I'm sure somebody will be asking you about Josh Hader before the day is over. Probably premature, though. But you know, if you're losing a pitcher of this caliber, then I'm sure that conversation will spark back up. Kevin, last thing for me. And by the way, he's at SDUT Kevin Acey. If you want to ask him those kind of questions, he's got a mailbag coming up too here over the next couple of days. Yeah, I mean, hey, you lose a lefty, you might have to replace him with a lefty. So we'll see. This is a good team, Kevin. This team is predicted. Vegas has him at 94, 95 and a half wins, which tells you that everybody knows that this is a really, really good roster. So we know what third base looks like. We know what shortstop looks like. Where's the competition for you? You're reporting on, well, he looks good, and he looks good, and now him not so.
Really,
where is the competition here in camp?
Spot, and then when I say that, I mean like a fifth spot, primarily second base. That's really where it's at. The question of how much does Victor Caratini play? There's a question, but in terms of, gosh, who are you going to see primarily at second base? I think that'll be determined by who's hot. At the plate. It's not like there's going to be that big of a difference. I mean, Ha-Sung Kim is a superior fielder. He is really good. This is a guy who played shortstop, and he's really good at second base. He's pretty good at shortstop too. He's not Fernando, but he's pretty good. But I think that between he and Jake Cronenworth, it's a matter of who's hitting.
And how do you know that what you're watching? I mean, and I say this respectfully because I did this 17, 18 times myself. And one thing I've learned about spring training is I don't really know what it is that we're watching and how much it matters. And you know, from that standpoint here, I mean, how much do you believe in what you see in terms of a pitcher being sharp or a hitter not just ambushing, you know, get over fastballs early on in the count?
Yeah, it's something you're constantly checking yourself on. And asking questions, because you want to know, like, look, Tommy Pham's struggling right now. He just is. There's no doubt about it. And even before I saw him throw his helmet down and start cussing the other day, I knew that he was. At first I was like, oh, it's Tommy. Tommy's watching pitches. Okay, Tommy's doing, you know, and then, you know, he's struggling, swinging and missing. There are times when you know for sure that a guy isn't on. Maybe he's chasing pitches. Still that, though, early in camp, you know, you don't put too much into. Pitchers, gosh, you really got to talk to them. You got to use your eyes. And then maybe you come to find out the guy was working on this, you know, just working on location. He was pretending, you know, he was working as if he was behind in the count all the time. Spring is a really tough time, and you can get super excited about stuff or be like, oh, this guy, wow, he looks terrible. Plus, you got the AL in Arizona, and the pitches, it's, you know, you constantly have to check yourself, and if you're going to make some sort of bold statement, you better check with someone to make sure you're not missing something.
Kevin, thank you. We appreciate it.
Right on. Take care.
Right on. Kevin Acey, Padre Insider, Extra 1360 here, joining us this afternoon from Arizona. Poor Kevin. I believe Kevin is covering a game today. I do believe I have that right. Is Kevin actually at the game? Yeah, he just.
Yeah. Sorry,
I didn't want to tell him what happened during the interview. Anyway, we'll move on. Our best bets of the day when we come back on Extra 13.